This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The nearly two-year-long special counsel investigation into possible connections between the Donald Trump presidential campaign and Russia is over. And so begins the battle over making it public, all of it. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
With news that Attorney General William Barr has received special counsel Robert Mueller's report, there are renewed calls to
make that report public.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Congressman Ted Lieu, a Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, says they're still investigating alleged wrongdoing by the Trump campaign and the president himself.
Potential crimes, including obstruction of justice, witness tampering, abuse of power.
Political analyst Dr. Larry Sabato says he believes the attorney general will release what should be made public. And if something is withheld,
there can always be someone who leaks. There can always be a whistleblower.
President Trump continues to call the investigation a witch hunt. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
There are indications the Justice Department may release the Mueller report's main findings sometime this weekend. Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has launched another complex weekend attack in the capital, Mogadishu. A car bomb explosion targeted a building housing two government ministries. A second blast was reported minutes later in the same area. It, too, was said to be a car bomb in a vehicle believed to have been used by armed gunmen. There were reports of gunfire at the building housing the two ministries. Officials in southern Afghanistan say at least four people were killed and 30 or more wounded in a pair of explosions at an agricultural show in restive Helmand province. Witnesses said a small blast inside a stadium tent was followed by the second, apparently targeting people who were trying to escape. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. For all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S.-backed forces are celebrating the final Islamic State territorial defeat in Syria. Under a wave of airstrikes, the last ground under the group's control in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz was lost over the past few days. But there are fears that unknown numbers of fighters could still be hiding in a complex system of caves and tunnels. VOA National Security correspondent Jeff Selden spoke about the fall of Baghouz.
And coalition officials said that the ISIS fighters were resorting to what they described as gruesome tactics and using even children as human shields as they defended their last bits of territory. And so there was concern that in addition to the fighters, there may have been some civilians, women and children, ISIS families, but non-combatants who were sticking with the fighters until the very bitter end.
The State Department official who oversees Syria is William Roebuck.
We honor the sacrifices and the valor of the Syrian Democratic Forces in achieving this victory and express condolences for the many lives lost in the campaign.
A group of experts in Geneva says it would be irresponsible at this point to engage in human genome editing. The 18-member panel met this week at World Health Organization headquarters. The co-chair was Margaret Hamburg.
We think it's very important to establish this registry to get a better sense of the research that's going on around the world, greater transparency about it, and in fact, greater accountability in terms of assuring that research meets standards in terms of science and ethics.
The Geneva meeting was prompted by last year's news that a Chinese scientist announced he had created the world's first gene-edited babies. World leaders are criticizing President Trump's announcement that the United States will recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights, captured from Syria in the 1967 Arab-Israeli Six-Day War and unilaterally annexed by Israel in 1981. Among those world leaders, NATO ally Turkey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Mr. Trump's announcement has brought the region to the brink of a new crisis. Funeral services were held Friday in Iraq for some of more than 100 people who died when an overloaded ferry boat capsized and sank on the Tigris River in Mosul. Protesters have been out in the streets calling for those who were responsible to be punished. There are reports the vessel's passenger load was five times its capacity. Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in Christchurch, New Zealand, where 26 of the 50 victims of a mass shooting at two mosques last week were buried. The youngest victim was 3 years old. Earlier, in a park across from the Al Noor Mosque, where the worst of the attacks took place, there was a Muslim call to prayer. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern attended. Gene Randall, VOA News.